Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with a lot of our Brain Trust members today, including the one we're about to have with our good friend Jan Norman. Jan is an award-winning journalist, ladies and gentlemen. She does her day job at Orange County Register, is an outstanding paper out there in California. And she is also the author of a number of books, which you heard me talk about over the years here. One of them is called Starting Your Own Business. The other one's called Marketing Your Own Business. And this new one is called Financing Your Own Business. She's on a roll. I like the way she comes up with all these creative new ways to title her books. Jan, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be with you, Jim.
If they work, you got to stick with the formula, don't you?
I think that the publisher has something to say about that, and they get on a roll, and you say, okay, I can do that.
Well, congratulations on all your books, but especially the new one, which actually is not in the bookstores yet, right? Financing Your Own Business?
It won't be out until July, but
all right.
Looking forward to having that out there. I think a lot of people have questions about various aspects of where do you get the money, and how do I keep the money I've got? So that's pretty much what it's looking at.
Well, and folks, you know, only on the Small Business Advocate Show do you get a sneak peek at this book, and we're going to get Jan back on in a few weeks, and we're going to actually do the formal launch of this book, and so it'll be where you can actually go buy it. But I bet you can. But if you listen closely, you can get some of the good stuff that Jan has to say in the book, Financing Your Own Business. Jan, one of the things that I say as often as I can, because it's important for everybody to hear, and that is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Oh, it's almost an axiom. In fact, I think part of the definition of entrepreneur is making do, building a business with less resources than you should have.
Some people would say it's also doing without.
Yes. Yeah, and in fact, an interesting thing happened with this book. I think I've told you before the way that I research these books. I talk to people about various ways. And in this particular case, did you get the capital you needed to either start or grow your business? And a number of people responded with ways that they go about not using the capital so that they absolutely don't need as much, realizing that they're not going to be able to raise it just as much as they could possibly use.
Are you talking about pinching their pennies and conserving their capital? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. In fact, one of the very clear things is the number of people who live beneath their means when they are business owners.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's also the millionaire next door made that point, that these are folks who are very conservative with their money. They don't need to buy the latest office desk and the fanciest chair and pay the highest rent, because they're putting all their capital into making that business a success. And so you really do find them, as I say, living beneath their means. In fact, I was impressed with how many people in the early years have planned it. You know, they've saved their money, they've setting up their businesses, and then they live without a paycheck for maybe a year. And you've heard that time and again, haven't you?
In any given week, Jan, mm-hmm. small business owners all over this country are asking themselves, well, they're going to need to be six paychecks this Friday, but I'm not sure if there will be six or if there will only be five.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get paid. That's
it
right.
It happens all the time. Jan, one of the things you were talking about, taking care of the business, I had a gentleman on last week, Kerry Murphy, who's mm-hmm. the vintner, the owns a winery called Dumal in Northern California, and he was talking to us about how he focused on growing his business. And he said, we didn't own anything at first. We didn't own our own grapes. We didn't own our own vineyards. We didn't own our own processing or anything. He said, all we did, we said, we're going to focus on the product. We're going to make sure the wine is the best. So what they did was they spent all their money on just the best grapes.
Right.
And just the best processors. And so they outsourced all that and made a wine that sold out 2 months before it was even bottled.
Oh, that is so impressive.
And then as they grew and they became a little more profitable, then they took their profits and they bought some land and they started growing their own grapes. But what he said was, it was what you said a minute ago about what small business owners do all the time, is they focus on what they're delivering to their customers first, and everything else kind of takes a backseat.
In fact, one woman I interviewed for the book was saying, my rule of thumb is, every time I look at something and I think, boy, would that be nice to have, I ask myself, will that grow the business?
Right. What will that mean to my customers? Exactly.
And if the answer is nothing, they don't buy it.
Stand by, Joan. Jan, I should say. Jan Norman, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend. We'll be right back. It's 22. We're back. It's 17 till. We got a little Foreigner for you. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jan Norman is our guest and our good friend. She's the author of a number of books, including Start Your Own Business, including Marketing Your Own Business, including the new one that you can't have yet, folks, but I know you want it. And we're going to keep telling you about it. It's called Financing Your Own Business. Whatever Jan does is top shelf, and it'll be out sometime this summer. Jan, you want to give us a website?
Yeah, how about www.smallbusinessresources.com? No underscores or dots in there at all, but we put a lot of good information up on that website, taken from the book sometimes, taken from my day job as a newspaper reporter at the Orange County Register.
And folks, Jan's all over our website, her archives of past shows that she's done. If you go to her position in our brain trust, by the way, if you go to the schedule this week, you can go to Wednesday and you can see how she's listed there in the schedule. And also her books are identified there in the resources section. So check that out when you get a chance, as well as her website. Jan, we were talking about conserving capital, making sure that you one of the best ways to have capital, obviously you can go get it, but another way is to keep it.
Yeah.
Because you know, we all allegedly we're supposed to be making profits, and the capital that we have, if we can hang on to it, you know, that's money we don't have to borrow or take in as an investment. But nowadays, with people just getting over, you know, probably filing some taxes and probably another payment coming due in a couple of weeks on their quarterlies, they're probably really thinking about pinching those pennies now, aren't they?
Right, and a couple of things I thought that people might find interesting. They say, well, that sounds well and good, but I've pinched my pennies and I can't think of any other things. Some of the things they might think about, if they're a startup, they might look around their community to see if they have any business incubators. These are places a lot of times run by colleges or the
communities, cities,
the community themselves, mm-hmm. and it's either free rent, low-cost rent, some services provided, and those are real good places to maybe start your business in the early years so you can really save money on rent.
You just move in, and they've got a phone system. You use the central copier, the central fax.
And they provide a technical services sort of a mentor at the place to help you move your business along. Another thing in the book, a gentleman was talking about needing to build his product. He was a manufacturer, and he went to one of the rehabilitation services in his community where they will have, say, sheltered workshops and simple assembly plants. It provides jobs for people who otherwise can't get them. They might be handicapped in some way, and it really is a good way to do good while you're saving money in getting your business off the ground and finding some low-cost assembly work for those who have manufacturers. And you know, we're losing a lot of manufacturers overseas. This
right.
is another way that these people can, we can keep them here in the United States.
You know, another thing, Jan, that I'd like to point out in order to save money, a lot of times small business owners need new equipment,
mm-hmm.
but the new equipment that they might need might be out of their, literally out of their financial reach.
Right.
And it's not a matter of they don't want the new stuff. It's just that they literally can't upgrade their capability if they have to buy a new piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a place I'd like to encourage people to go to. And folks, I'm not getting paid to say this at all. This is just a really cool place to find good used equipment. And that's at eBay. It's ebaybusiness.com.
That's
if you go to
ebaybusiness.com,
the reason I like that, Jan, is because there are people who have a Wacomo Frufram used, you know, in perfectly good condition up in Bangor, Maine,
mm-hmm.
and there's somebody in Portland, Oregon that needs it.
And the internet.
And where in the world are they going to go in, you know, in Portland, Oregon? How are you going to look in the phone book to find a used Wacomo Frufram? You know, you just can't find it. And so these online marketplaces are cool places to find those kinds of used equipment.
That's an excellent idea. And, you know, the internet has done so much for leveling the playing field for small businesses. And it opens up the world not just to selling your products, but like you say, finding inventory, finding equipment that you need, really good equipment at low prices. And it's a wonderful opportunity. And you're right, eBay has done wonders for the small business person as far as being a supplier for them at low cost. So, yeah, absolutely. That's another good way to save money.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. You still may need financing to buy the used equipment. It may be if it's a printing press or a lathe or something like that that you got to have. But if you go to your banker and say, look, you know, the new one's going to cost $100,000, but I found, you know, we've worked really hard and I found this refurbished one for $50,000. Will you loan me the money for that? I tell you what, I think your banker's going to like that.
But be much more receptive. And since people have taxes on their mind, there is a tax credit for buying equipment that they can actually lower the final cost a little bit by getting a deduction on that equipment. So that's another help.
Absolutely. We got about 30 seconds before we go to a break. Any other quick thoughts before we go?
Well, I one thing they really do need to understand are their finances, are their financial statements. People say, oh, you know, I don't understand the bookwork and everything. Get help with that, because the only way you're going to know how you're doing financially is to read those statements, understand what they're telling you, and then applying it to your business. And a lot of times that'll help you to save money.
And, folks, I have nothing to add to that. That was perfection. Thank you, Jan, for that. We're going to be right back with our good friend Jan Norman right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And when you get to my site, look for Jan Norman's position in our Brain Trust list there. Go to the Brain Trust and go to the alphabetical listing. And if you don't find her as quickly in the categories, you can find her there and find some of the things that she said on the show before. You can listen to some of those articles. I'm sorry, some of those archives. And you can find out more about her. Give us your website again, Jan.
www.smallbusinessresources.com.
It's a good one, too, folks, so check that out. Jan, and your books are available wherever books are sold, right?
They are. Most regular bookstores and then online bookstores like Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well.
And we're going to keep talking about this new book, Financing Your Own Business, until it comes out, actually, and then even after it comes out, because we want you to know about it, folks. I think it'll help you in your small business. Jan, as we wrap up the hour, what are some other things we need to know about financing our own business?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people are going to pick up this book because they're going to think, oh, wow, 101 different places to get money. But let's face it, when you look down the list, a lot of people are going to be disappointed. I hate to say it, but they're going to find out that a lot of the resources for starting their business, running their business, are going to be themselves. Small businesses really do need to tap into all of their resources. What is amazing is that when people have good ideas for businesses, they are very resourceful in finding ways to tap things that they have that maybe they hadn't thought of. They borrow against their insurance policies, or they sell a collection in order to get the money.
That's really part of the definition of entrepreneur, isn't it?
Absolutely. There are loans available.
You find a way to make it happen somehow, don't you?
Yeah, there are loans available, not so much for startups. That's a real tough thing, even today.
Startup loans are only going to happen based on your own personal credit.
Right, that's right. And so people really need to think seriously when they're starting their businesses or even growing their businesses, what are my resources to make this happen? And that's what's great about the United States. We have a lot of can-do spirit, and it's the spirit, the entrepreneurial spirit, that is the greatest resource that this country has.
If you want to start a business, there is no better place on the planet to do that.
Than
the United States, from a standpoint of the culture.
Absolutely.
The entrepreneurial soil in the United States is very, very fertile, most fertile in the world.
Absolutely. And we take that for granted because we're so used to it here.
Right.
But we find, immigrant entrepreneurs all the time because they come here realizing they have an opportunity they didn't have in their
That's
homeland.
Right. And folks, the comment that I just made wasn't just hyperbole or just me giving you a rah-rah speech. That's from the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor that you've heard us report on before, that's done every year, where they study these things all over the globe, and they continue to find this out. Jan, one of the things that I get all the time that's really troubling to me are people who write me an email or whatever, and they say, I want to start a business. Where do I get a grant?
You know, that is the number one question the SBA gets.
Exactly. You know what? Have I told you what I tell them? I write them back and I say, Grant died.
Well, you know what the SBA says? They say they have an answer desk. It's a toll-free number.
Right.
And they say, if there were grants available, I wouldn't be working here. I'd be starting my own business.
Exactly. And folks, I'm not saying that nowhere on the face of the earth is there such a thing as a grant. Yes, some people get them, but you're probably not going to be one of them. And if you wait on a grant, if you need a grant, then you don't need to start a business, in my opinion, Jan. If that's what your first thought is, that you want a grant, you want somebody to give you something, you will not be a successful small business owner.
And it's the wrong mindset anyway,
exactly,
because you need to be thinking about working hard, because running a business is hard work, and nobody's going to give that to you either.
Well, here's the other thing. If I gave you a grant, when the grant money runs out, you've got to go get some more capital, and you're not going to be able to come back and get another grant.
No, absolutely.
If you want to get a grant, become a professor. Maybe you can get one that way or something.
You still have to deliver the goods.
Absolutely.
Especially in business.
Jan, I got 30 seconds. One last thought, please.
Well, I think that people need to be encouraged to be persistent. There are times, especially after you've paid your taxes, you're a little down, you think, is this really worth it? And just to hang in there, because small businesses are the economic engine in the United States. They're hiring people onesies, twosies at a time. They're making the money. They're making it happen. And just be encouraged that you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And well said, Jan. Thank you for being here. We're looking forward to next time already.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Jan Norman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.